So with the now, through the now, we have access to a deeper dimension in yourself that is one with the now. And the deepest statement I can make is something that you cannot fully understand through thinking about it, but you can sense the truth of it, and that is, you are the now. And that is so perplexing, it actually stops the mind. And that's a good thing. You can't think about this because you wouldn't get anywhere. But you can. There is a knowing that is possible for you through this pointer. You are the now. Wow. That's amazing. And then the mind, after a little while, the mind stops, and then it never stops for long. And then the mind says, yeah, but what does that actually mean anything? Now the mind would like, please, a little bit more explanation. Just a little bit more, please. Why not? What is this now that never leaves you, that is one with the deepest sense of beingness of I am, that Jesus pointed to when he said, before Abraham was, I am. I am. That God pointed to, God is your deepest self. When God said, so to speak, I am that I am. That is God's self-definition. And it is your self-definition, because at the deepest level of being, of I am, of now, you are one with the one. And what is the one? I will give you one other pointer, but we need to be very careful with pointers that point to a reality within yourself that cannot be understood through thinking. And yet, we are using thought to point to it, no more. So one needs to be careful so that a pointer does not become transformed into some new belief without the realization. So what is this I am, this now, that which never leaves you? That which always and eternally is, we could say, it's the essence of all life, before life becomes a form of life. All forms come out of one life. There's life and what you see around you are forms of life. The one life, the one consciousness, the primordial intelligence that permeates the entire universe, your body, everything. The one intelligence, the one consciousness is that. And it cannot be known through thinking about it. Of Of course not. You cannot understand it as such. You can get a little glimpses of, oh. But the knowing of it comes from a deeper place. Now, what do you have to do to know this for yourself? Just, you already know it. It is not new knowledge. It is the most fundamental knowing. The basis of all knowing is that. And it is who you are. And it is there when the continuous stream of thinking for a moment subsides. And what is left, you don't remember, in other words, you don't remember your story for a moment, your problems, the next thing that you have to do tomorrow or tonight, and all this stuff associated with your life situation, which isn't now at all.